You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Happy New Year. Oh, my goodness. It's New Year's. Like, the last time we talked was New Year's Eve. So Happy New Year's to everyone. This is Elizabeth Powell with Tech Trend Investments.
And this is Joseph Grassa with Tech Trend Investments. Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to 2025 Tech Trend Investments. High energy, high excitement, and a lot going on and a lot predicted to go on this year. And
oh, my, 2025.
Wait. I know, 2025. Started February-ish 2024, and now it's already January 2025. I can't believe it.
We've almost been online or on the air for almost a year now.
That it doesn't feel like it. Time flew by. 2024 flew by, and I hope 2025 is a bit slower because it's going to be action-packed.
Yeah, it'd be fun to enjoy it this time. Is it working all the time? Yeah, but... So Happy New Year, everyone, 2025. So this is great. It's been a wild ride just even the last 7 days. A lot's been going on in the world, the markets. Like, it's a fresh new start. So you have to think of 2025 as new beginnings, too. It's a fresh new start for everything. A lot of optimism for this year, too. And hopefully a lot more travel. A lot more fun. It's been a blast though.
Speaking of travel, now is the time when I think everyone's starting to look again for to start planning for this year's travel, right?
That's true. Well, the other thing too is 2025 is kind of like New Year's resolutions and goal setting and what people want to do with their lives for the next 12 months, next 5 years, and getting back into the gym. This is a big month for people going to the gym. So hopefully you'll all create habits and stay in those habits. It usually takes doing something 7 to 15 times over and over again for you to create a habit. And if you fall off, then you'll lose that habit. But like going back to the gym, if y'all are going back to the gym, just schedule a time every day that you make that time that you go. And even though it sounds like it's overwhelming and you don't want to go, just make in your mind, like, I'm going to just go show up and stretch, and then I'll go back home, or I'm just going to go there, show up, ride the bike for 5 minutes, and then I'll go back home. Because if you put in your mind that it's something small to do versus something major to do, it's easier to get the motivation to do that small thing. And if you do it over and over 7 to 15 times, you create a habit. And then when you are supposed to show up at like 6 o'clock at the gym, and you've been doing it consistently, and that one time comes and it's 6 o'clock and you're like, I don't know if I want to go or not, you'll feel guilty for not going because you created that habit. But the good thing is if you do that in that area of your life, you can create good habits in other areas of your life too.
Yes. Like waking up early, if you don't already wake up early, taking some time for yourself throughout the day, and relaxing and taking a mental break, or even if it's getting out of your office, and this is personally speaking, getting out of your office to go walk outside or get out of the house for like maybe an hour or 30 minutes rather than being cooped up all day.
Right. Yeah. Going to see nature. And in crypto and Web3, we call it touch grass, but it depends on where you are in the world. Like you would be touching snow. Me, it would be touching sand in the ocean, and other people would be touching grass, if there's grass green right now in January. But yeah, so like, take that break too, but enjoy life. Like, we only have one life, right? So we're here to help people better their lives, you know, find opportunities to make things better. But you also have to enjoy the process. You have to enjoy the journey. You have to have fun while you're doing it, because once you hit those goals, you just hit another goal, right? And so the process and the journey along the way going to that goal is the part that's the fun part. And people always think it's the end goal of getting that goal. But once you get that goal, it's like, oh, I got it. It wasn't that hard after all. But the process of getting to the goal is the fun part. So, like, the process of going to the gym, like, I love the gym. I know a lot of people don't love the gym, but I love the gym. So when I go to the gym, I'm very, very happy. I get my beta endorphins. I get my free time. I get to be healthy. And then I'm not going for the end goal, even though the end goal is great. But, like, the process of it is the fun part. And then building out new tech, like, the process of building out the new tech and seeing it being created and seeing what it does. And then we complete it and it's done. And then it's like, oh, now what do we do? So
yeah, what's next?
We create something new. So it's a good time to reflect. It's January. Like, most people have cold weather right now. It's been about 66. I'm back in one of my home bases along the coast in California. Makes me very happy to be back. It's reminiscent. It's fun to be back after traveling so much. But, like, we have to appreciate everything that we've been doing or going through or seeing our friends and family again, and appreciative of the journey along the way. And then set the goals for 2025. Set the goals for 5 years out, for 10 years out, for 30 years out, for 50 years out. We've been doing a lot of VCs and AMAs lately. And I'm telling those people that, you know, whatever you're doing now is going to shape who you're going to be in the future. And if you're doing things good now and you're setting aside money and you're investing and you're trying to build a better future for yourself, this is what you're going to be in 10, 15, 50, 100 years from now, whatever you set in motion now. So hopefully along the way, you'll all get to enjoy it and be thankful for what you have and grateful for you what you have and learn as much as you can along the way and help other people get to their goals too. I know we're being really philosophical. We've done that quite a few times. But but the best part, I mean, like, the best part about doing things is, like, helping other people. The best part is seeing other people thrive and have a good journey too and meet their goals and get to do what they want to do and what they love to do because they found easier ways to do things, or now they understand how to invest or how to take care of their future. So that's been the best part.
I can agree. The thought of how many lives that we've changed this year, or potentially changed and for the better, it's all worth it. It made 2024 such an amazing year. And I feel like 2025 is just gonna open so many more doors. Now that we've got through the beginning stages and we're on to, it's almost like end game right now. It's like football. We're in the last quarter, and it's going towards
Super Bowl.
I know. You caught the reference. I had to do my research of when it was coming because I'm not too familiar with football myself. But it's the fourth quarter. We're closing in on the end, and It's all coming together. The plan, the execution, it's all there, and it's a blowout.
Yeah, but it's fun. So all those sleepless nights of working 24 hours a day, they're catching up to me, but it's been worth it. So it's 2025. We have to think about, like, our goals and what we want and resolutions. And right now I'm even weeding through things and going through spring cleaning in January and getting rid of things that no longer serve me and looking forward to the new. So what are some of your resolutions or goals for 2025, Joseph?
Oh my God.
You don't have to name them all. Crazy. You can give a couple.
So
you're like, I wasn't expecting being put on the spot. Thank you.
No, I really wasn't, but it's great to be put on the spot, especially about your resolutions. And I recommend doing the same to family members or friends too, because it gets them to really, it's like, what's the most important to them? And for me, the first two that come to my mind are to get out more, spend some more time outside, because I spend a lot of time inside, and to focus on my health more, whether that be through eating or through working out more in a more frequent manner.
Yeah.
Two things. And now I'm going to spin it right back.
Mine is to get more sleep. No, just kidding. I've been surviving on like 3 hours of sleep a night. I have to get better sleeping habits. And it's because I'm always excited and I want to wake up and see what something new is happening for the day on, like, building out new things or creating new things or the things that we're working on. I get excited. And so I wake up really early and I go to bed really late because I'm happy. I love to do it, but it's going to take a toll on me, I know. So my goal is to get a little bit more sleep, be a little bit more organized, clear out the extra things in my life, plan some more exciting adventures and more trips, like see the places that I haven't seen yet. I've been a lot of places. I think I'm at 35 countries now. So I think I want to go explore some areas I haven't explored yet.
So what's your goal in terms of countries to visit by the end of 2025? Or is that a big ask?
Well, I want to go back to Europe, definitely. But I have to be mindful on time zones, because I found out, like, when I was in Hawaii, it was hard to do the kind of working hours that I do now in Hawaii time. But I love Hawaii. I want to go to Bali really bad. Back to Europe. I put these on like the last countries to go see. So I haven't been to Scotland yet, or Croatia, or Portugal. I put those on hold. I've pretty much seen all the other countries in Europe. I definitely want to go back to Greece and Italy. Those are my favorite. I want to go to Thailand and Malaysia. And then maybe Dubai. I'll see.
Dubai is the maybe. That's the question mark.
Yeah, that's a maybe. I mean, there's some countries I want to see, but I don't think it's very safe to travel yet. So I'm on hold on a couple countries. But I was looking at, like, just going to Bali, it's 22 hours of fly time. That's a lot of flying.
Ouch.
I mean, oh, and then I've looked into Starlink, portable Starlink, to carry with me. So I'll always have Wi-Fi wherever I'm at. As long as there's a satellite somewhere, then I'll have Wi-Fi. I can solve that issue.
You're going to be on the plane again with the Starlink, and then you can be on, like, cruises or the car.
Right. Or in the middle of nowhere. On an island.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. So as long as I have Wi-Fi, my cell phone, and laptop, I'm good to go. I just need that Wi-Fi.
That's the deal breaker right there. Wi-Fi. If there's no Wi-Fi, it's a no.
And the time zones to match all the international time zones.
Oh, see, that's always the fun part to deal with, but it's also the hardest part for the work, right? Like, in crypto and in Web3, it's a global industry, so everybody's everywhere across the world.
They're always online. Somebody's always online.
Yeah, so you're always like, it's like expected to be online, because there's always somebody online. So there's always someone thinking, oh, they're going to be online still. Someone's going to be here. When it's like, I have my own time zone. Let me sleep.
I know. So it's been going to sleep at like 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time and waking up at 4 or 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to catch all the time zones, which after doing it for 4 or 5 months straight kind of puts a toll on you, but yeah, we'll see.
hopefully 2025, your goal of getting more sleep and it comes true, right? Like that's one that you've been working towards even recently. So
yeah,
the more you work at something, the easier it gets, right? Like you start chipping away at it.
Mm-hmm. And then 7 days too, because crypto doesn't sleep. Just like the stock market would be from like 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday, and even the stock market's expanding their hours now too. They did expand their hours. That's what it used to be. So crypto, though, like Ethereum and BTC, is always running. Tokens are always running. There's not like a time where it just shuts down and the market closes. It's always going because it's internationally based. And same thing with Web3 and AI and all that. It's always going, but it gets quiet around 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. in the afternoon. It gets quiet like 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. at night. So those are the little breaks. Kind of breaks.
It's always still something going on during those times, right?
Right, always.
Hard. It's hard. It does take a toll on everyone. Just finding the time to get that sleep in, right?
Yeah. But
with travel, it allows you to, and the beauty of travel is it allows you to explore the world and be on your phone while doing crypto. And that's one thing that I want to do more in 2025 is one of the things is to travel more, because I spend a lot of my time with Elizabeth, and she's always traveling, and I get a little envious sometimes, and that's hard to admit, but I want to start traveling more, and she's inspired me to do it.
Yeah,
you get phone.
Well, and then the other thing too is we built out those AI travel bots, and so we have the Fly It bot that finds the lowest air. And like I said before, I found air. I did, let's see, Las Vegas to Orlando for $25. I did San Francisco to Paris for $100 and a quarter. LA to Hawaii, Honolulu for $99. Hawaii to Australia for $99. Hawaii to Japan for $150. Then I did Sydney to New Zealand, I think for $100 and a quarter. And then I did, or was it the Gold Coast? I did Gold Coast in New Zealand for $100 and a quarter. Then I did New Zealand to Fiji for $100 and a quarter. So, yeah. And then I did LA to Oslo for $100 and a quarter. And then from Oslo, I went to Ireland, I think for like $50. And then Ireland, I went to, where'd I go? Madrid? For like 25, and then I went Madrid to Athens, Greece for another $40. Not just recently, but these are the trips that I've taken with that travel bot. So it books up to 13 months out. Well, it finds air up to 13 months out. It finds any destination, any starting point, any location, all the airlines except for maybe a couple of them. And then it finds the lowest air, and it gives you a calendar of the lowest for each day up to 13 months out. Like, you can look at the whole entire calendar and see the lowest time. And then it shows you all the airlines. And then I just book directly right now with the airline, but it gives me all the information so I can find the lowest air at any time of the whole entire year from any location, any destination. So I was looking at LA to Bali, and there's flights directly out of San Francisco to Bali. It's like 22 hours. So cool. I'm like, so this might be fun to break it up. So I found a flight for like $400. But it might be fun to break it up, because if you go from LA to Hawaii, that's only 99, and then go Hawaii to Australia, that's another 99. And then go to Australia to Singapore, that's another 100. So that's at 300 there. And then go Singapore to Bali, it was only like $40. So it would have cost $340, but I can go to all the exciting countries. Instead of just making a long 22-hour flight, I could go to Hawaii, spend a couple days, go to Australia, spend a couple days, go to Singapore, spend a couple days, and then go to Bali. So, and it was all, the flight would only be like $340 for that.
That's already my current travel for 4 years plus.
But it's better, like, you can enjoy your travel and then not have to take a 22-hour flight and go see all the fun places. But that's the good thing about the travel bot. So I was just playing around just to see what it had to offer. And that's like in February, March, April, May, June. So we'll see. But right now I'm in my home base. I'm in California. So it's beautiful here too. People have been seeing me post pictures of my home base, and they're like, oh, where in the world are you now? I'm like, at my home base. But it looks, because the oceans are beautiful out here. Like, I'm in the Central Coast, so the oceans are beautiful. We have like rock formations in the water. The water's a little colder, so the water's like a deep blue. But it's very green around here from the rain and stuff too. So some of the photos look like I'm in Ireland, but I'm in my home base in Central Cal, one of my home bases right now. And then I posted pictures of the ocean. They're like, oh, that looks like it's an AI generated. I'm like, no, that's a real picture.
That's real.
It's real. All these photos have been real. It's just that we have a beautiful, beautiful coast out here. So like, I appreciate it. I love it out here. So that's the best part about like being in California and living in beautiful places, is like you appreciate where you are, but you also appreciate all the other places too. So, yeah. So January is like that big month to dream big and to like plan out your whole year or your next 5 years and what you really want to do and what your passion is, and then find ways to do it. that costs less than your normal day, like living expenses, right? So if you can travel to Hawaii for $100,
why wouldn't you?
Yeah, so that's the best part about it. And if you own a business, this is not financial advice, consult with your CPA. If you own a business, it's sometimes a tax write-off if it's business orientated and you're using it for business reasons and you're traveling. So, but yeah, but I'm looking into Starlink. I'm contacting my cell provider to see if I can get the portable Starlink. I think it's the size of a laptop though, so I'm gonna have to carry it around. But that means I'll have really good Wi-Fi wherever I'm at.
I wonder how heavy they are. Did you see the weight of them when you were looking?
I know that they put it up there, but I didn't check. Okay. Yeah, I'll have to put it on a carry-on. I won't be able to check it in. I'd be afraid it would get damaged or something. And I'll probably need it when I'm on the airplane, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Well,
side of the window.
You're like another plane's flying by and they see like this Starlink thing press against the window. Like, what's going on over there?
We're getting Wi-Fi.
And then everybody in my area that's sitting next to me is probably like, hey, can I borrow your Wi-Fi?
But, oh my God, I would do that. I would ask you.
Yeah, that'd be funny. Yeah, everyone on the plane's like, hey, we heard there's Wi-Fi on the plane.
Yes, it's not included.
Yeah. We're running a special today. Whoever's on this plane gets to try my Wi-Fi out.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But so crypto's been doing pretty good too. I know like the last couple episodes we talked about it a lot right away. So I thought it'd be fun to talk about the whole reason why we do what we do, right? Is so we can enjoy our life. And like see beautiful places and spend time in the future and have that flexibility to be wherever we want to be and only have to trade 15 minutes a day. Like that's the goal. The goal is to like master everything that we do and make it into a science and make it easy for everybody else to do the same thing and use it also. And then free up time to do the things that you love to do. Like your passions, I'm super passionate about trading. I love looking at charts. I'm a nerd like that. I love numbers. I love figuring out things and problem solving and like finding solutions for things that other people need a solution for. And mastering things. So like, I love trading. It's a passion for me. And people know that every single time I talk about how to trade, I always say the exact same thing because it works. Right. Like I've been watching charts so long and being in day trading and in finance and in crypto and like seeing charts and seeing what it does that I know exactly what a chart's going to do and why it's doing what it's doing. So like same thing, like ETH had its normal pullback, which it did. It rallied again, went above 37. It went to 37.45, tapped it, pulled back again. And then hopefully ETH is rallying right now. I haven't looked at it. We usually rally again on Tuesday nights.
But
this is normally what happens, right? And so we're also coming up on a big time and people don't realize it. The 15th of the month is like high volume time. People have money in the market. Everyone gets paid usually in normal life on the 1st and the 15th. And so when they get paid on the 15th, that's their free money. The first money goes towards their mortgages and their rent and all their major bills. The 15th of the month goes for their lighter bills, but it's usually their extra money that they have. And so a lot of volume comes into the market in stocks. It comes into crypto, comes into futures and options, investment. People invest at that time. People look for houses at that time. They go buy cars at that time because people have money on the 15th. And so it brings a lot of volume into the market. And then we also have the inauguration on the 20th, and it's supposed to be crypto friendly in the laws. And so from about the 15th to the 1st of this month, we should see big pushes in the market. Again, this is not financial advice. This is just based off of historicals and what I anticipate is going to happen in the market. And every single time we've talked about what we anticipate happening in the market, it has done exactly that. It doesn't mean that it's always going to happen, but we anticipate the 15th. So if you're getting into it now, by the time the 15th happens, you're already in the lower part. We had our pullback. We had touched 37.45. It didn't break above the 37.50 on ETH. It had its pullback. And so now we're hovering. What is it at now? It was like a 33, 34 for a little bit.
34.
Yeah. So we're at that good number right now. And so once the 15th comes around, money comes into the market. Once the 20th happens, the inauguration happens, which is crypto friendly because they anticipate that laws are going to pass that's going to lower the taxes on investing in crypto. So that means that more money will come into the market. More countries are investing. Big corporations are investing. They're hedging it with the crypto now. They're using it as their gold standard. They're hedging inflation with it. So we anticipate that there's going to be a lot of crypto-friendly tax laws, especially like the things happening in Canada right now, the things happening in the U.S., and then also internationally. So overall, it looks like it's going to be a really good end of January in the markets. And so this normal pullback is like normal. Like December, we had the people sold off what they needed to sell off so they could take their tax losses for 2024. And then now in 2025, we had buybacks into the market. They're profit taking right now, but we're about ready to go into our next leg up as soon as January 15th hits, and then the 20th hits, and then we have the first again. So we're going to have probably a big 2 weeks from the 15th through the first.
As expected from historicals and historicals only, always do your own research. Nothing we say is the financial advice. Always consult with the financial advisor to get any advice on anything that you do. But from experience, we have seen this before. This is very common, the market movements right now. And especially with a pro crypto government coming right now, it's in the inauguration, it's super exciting. And for those who didn't know what happened in Canada, the Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced his resignation, and the Conservative Party, who is now looking to enter into, is pro crypto, pro Bitcoin. So it is going to be two very strong power horses of pro crypto moving, and that's super strong for the crypto market. It's super strong for both economies, and it's looking very, very, very nice moving into the end of January. So a lot of positive things are already starting to take place, and some of them were expected, some of them weren't expected.
Surprise!
Quite literally.
I mean, it's a good surprise, though. It's better. It's favorable for your taxes. It's more favorable for your economy. There's a lot of reasons why it's good for Canada. Yeah, yes, but
I am from Canada.
Yes, I'm from California. Yes. So yes, and you're in the snow right now, and I'm in the coast right now at the beach. I think it's like 66 degrees. Well, not right now because it's 6 p.m., but
yeah, I'll trade my 10 degrees for 60.
Oh, my goodness. But this is also like a good time to get into the market. So if you're going to invest, like when you're your first time investing, or if you're already invested, like watch, just put $10 in and see what $10 does in the next 2 weeks. It doesn't take that much. Just like you can see and watch. I know that people who are used to more stable investing, they're like used to only movement of like 5%, which means that they're only going to get a 5% increase on their portfolio. So say they invested $1,000. By the end of the year, they make like $1,000 and $1,050, right? But in crypto, you have bigger swings in the market because it's a lot more volatile, but you also have higher rewards if you get in at lower cost. So if you're getting in right now, it's like at 3,400. We've been ranging up to 4,400 in the last couple months, but we've been going between the range of 32 to 4,400. So that's the range that it's been trading in. And right now we're at 34. So
I in the middle of that range.
Yeah. So I anticipate that, well, actually it's at the bottom. So I anticipate like from the 15th all the way up to the 1st of February that we should see some pretty big swings back up again. So it's like a good time to get into the market right now. Like everyone's always hesitant. They're like, oh, it's bottom. Like, well, the bottom is usually when the best time to buy. So I'll be investing back into ETH right now because I anticipate we're at the 7th. So by the 15th and the 20th, then we're going to have volume back into the market. So that'll be favorable. I haven't looked to see when the Fed is meeting. If they're meeting in January, that will have an effect too, depending on what they do with interest rates.
I'll look at that right now. January 28, 29.
Okay, so that's the end of the month. So that will be, we have a lot of time. That's good. So we have the 15th, the 20th, and then the Fed meeting. And so the Fed might be aggressive on their policy too, depending on what's going on. So this will be a good month.
That's how I see it. It sounds like, and everything is adding up for it to be possibly one of the most bullish months in all of crypto.
Right. So, and like your January pretty much leads a lot what people see is going to happen for the rest of the year too. So it sounds pretty optimistic.
Yes. It's usually what happens within the first 2 to 3 weeks of the year is what predicts the entire year's direction. And everything that's happening right now is very positive. So hopefully a positive year, and it looks like it's going to be an extremely positive year given all the outcomes that are already happening and unfolding right in front of our eyes.
Right. So
let's keep it going. Hopefully more positive things keep coming out. And by the sounds of it, there is. So, and it just doesn't stop every day. There's another new positive event that's happening, and it gets us jumping out of our chairs or out of our beds.
Yeah.
So
outside at the beach. No, just kidding.
Doing jumping jacks.
In the snow. Yeah. But so we primarily trade again in meme coins. And so we had some big events happen from, it hasn't even been 3 weeks yet. We're like on week two and a half right now. We launched AI Base, which is our base trading bots. We just had everybody stake in the last 2 weeks also. So they took their tokens that they invested with, they staked them, which means that you lock them up for like 30 days. And then when they do that, they get access to our technology. And so the technology got released in the last 7 days and up to today too. So everybody has those trading bots that they're using. And we have AI Signal, again, which we built the first crypto trading bots that do the predictive analysis over 21 months ago, because we're in January now. And then they were released to the public over a year or so ago now. The token was December 14th, 2023. And so the token's been live for over a year. And anybody who stakes that gets access to AI Signal on ETH. And then the ones on Base, we launched the token December 19th, 2024. So it's only been around for about 2.5 weeks now, too. We're all-time high. I think we hit 1.67 million. We're hovering around 1.5 because ETH is a little lower right now. But we should be pushing out past our all-time high. And I know a lot of people go off of the cents versus market cap. We go off of market caps. So I think we're under like a 0.00. I have to look what our cents is.
Yeah, it's funny when we have to say cents. Soon we'll be at a dollar. That's what the people say as well. $1.
Yeah, when $1. I just choked on my water.
We are at 0.001146 right now. So like it's cents. It's cents.
Right. But just think, if it goes to a dollar, we're gonna be in the billion market caps. We're in the million right now.
Hey, $1 is beautiful. That's a target. So and usually with meme coins, it's gonna be in the cents too. So that when we want to look at market cap, it's primarily to look at the larger number, a more easy to read number than trying to count out how many zeros a token has in front of the actual digit. So understanding and figuring out that there's easier ways to find the data is something that we've had to take a little bit of time and years of experience to get. So now it's easy for you guys to understand everything that we do is about to make it easier, right? Finding the steps to make things easier for everyone's lives. So it only takes 15 minutes a day rather than 3 weeks.
Right. Yeah, and then Dragon Pro, we've been doing pre-registrations on sign up. So it's a trading platform for everybody to use now. So it's easier for people to get into trading meme coins and crypto. They just sign up with our wallet. We've had quite a few signups now. So if you go into our Telegram, we have new people coming in every minute, which is great. We've had a lot of signups on the pre-registration. And so that will be so that you can go and just like you connect with a wallet and then you're able to buy and sell and look at your whole entire portfolio just as if you're like on a stock trading platform. So it's really easy and simple to use. Crypto has been hard for people to get into, but we've made it easy for everyone to do it. You can see what your profits are. You can set up your exit strategy. You can have it automatically trade for you. You can look at charts, look at TA. Everything that you want to look is all inclusive right there. So you don't have to go searching like we used to have to do, like go to 30 to 50 different websites just to find information. And we found out that there's over 20,000 tokens launching a day on ETH. Over 20,000 tokens launching a day on Base. Over 25,000 tokens launching a day on Sol. And we narrow it down to like the highest probability, the leanest tokens from like 100 to 200 out of 25,000 per chain. So I thought I thought it was like about 2,500, but we did research and it's over 25,000. So my bots are looking with like 75 to 85 different indicators and variables, combining with AI, scanning 25,000 tokens and narrowing it down to 100 a day. And so that's why we're catching high ROIs.
So that's like 0.004.
That's how lean it is, right?
That's 0.4%. If we're doing the math, 0.4% of the tokens that get launched a day, it narrows it down to that. So it's the top 0.4% of all tokens are caught and analyzed, and those are the top runners. Those are the ones to watch out for, and that's what our bot finds, and that's what it pings, and that's what it lets you know to enter into, or in your first entry, your rapid pings. And we went on a VC last night and we discussed all of it. So if you're not in the TG, it's t.me/AI-base-entry. If you want to come and tune in, we're going to start doing some live tradings, right?
Right. So I think that one's Verify.
Is that Verify?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me get the exact name for it.
Yeah.
So that one is t.me/AI-base-verify. Yep.
And that's for Telegram. If you want to come into our Telegram chat, if you want to see our Twitter, it's x.com/AI-base-bot. Or on AI Signal, it's x.com/AI-signal-bot. Those are the bots. And for the trading platform, it's x.com/DragonPro_AI. And so the other fun thing that we've been doing is we've built out these quote unquote things that everyone's calling AI agents. We've had them over 21 months also. So we were the first AIs that were talking on X. They were generating art and meme on X. They're generating art and memes on TG. They were having conversations. They have voices, personalities, sarcasm. They have a wide range of communication. Plus, they give you all the facts and all the information that you need if you ask them a question. They can generate art for you, or they can answer a question about why the sky is blue. They can answer a question about movies. They can answer a question about crypto. But they do it in a personality and talk to you. But we also have the AIs that are active. They're AI influencers. And so we have AIs that are dancing, and we have AIs. Those are coming out on TikTok, so wait to see those. We have AIs that tell you how to use the bots. They're actual AI people talking to you. We have AIs that entertain, tell stories. We have dragons that tell stories. So we have a lot of animation, art, communication, talking, voices. And we even have 3 new songs for Dragon that we've created with AI also.
And actually, right now, the songs, I'm blasting them 24/7.
Yeah, so we have new songs. Maybe they'll be like on the top 20 billboards or something, but we have Dragon songs now.
They are catchy. They are catchy. And yeah, if you're into EDM and you're into that music scene, they're the right songs for you. And I wouldn't expect anything less than a top 100 on the billboards. I'm being adventurous there, but top 100 is up there. They're really, really, really good songs.
So we generate those with AI, but we also have people dancing with them with the AI, and we have people talking with AI with the songs too, and dragons, animated dragons with the songs. So it's all like all AI that we've built out over 21 months ago. So it's, that's like our fun AI that we do. Again, like I said, I have over, I probably have like 250 AI bots now. So we have the trading bots on ETH. We have the trading bots on Base. We have the trading bots on Soul that are coming out after the release of Dragon. We have our Dragon AI trading platform. We have AI animation, AI music, AI influencers. So we have AIs that talk to you in personalities and voices. We have meme generators. We have travel bots. We have flying bots that find the lowest air anywhere. We have merchandise bots for shopping that find arbitrage and the lowest prices on shopping and that you can utilize with crypto. These are just a few of them, and there's over like 250 different ones now. So the ones that we've been talking about are just like just the surface of all the technology that's been built out with this. Like every single time, we just add it to the arsenal. We just have like, we're going to have like a plethora of AI bots out there in the universe, but they're all for making our life easier and funner and being able to do the things that we love and pursue the passions we want to do, like travel and answer questions and get education and learn and reduce our time down. And it's like, to better us and to make things more fun and adventurous, so we have that free time to spend with family and friends, or the free time to take a nap hopefully in the future, or to go to the gym, or to go see the beach, or go touch the snow. Or it's so that we have that freedom, but we have it the fun way, right?
Exactly. Life is supposed to be fun. Life is supposed to be adventurous. It's all about the journey, not the destination. Taking the little steps to get out, explore, live life, meet new people, see new sights, experience new things, try out things that you never thought you would have tried before. It's all about that. It's all about the things you learn, right? And in the future, one joke that we like to make is, how are the AIs going to learn if no one's experiencing anything and have no stories to tell? Then it's going to be a bland AI with no emotion and no experience. So everyone has to do their best part and put in a little bit of effort to get out there and travel and explore and create those stories, create those memories, start those traditions, continue the traditions, and make life as memorable as possible in the future, because it's all we have is what we have now and the memories that we make and the stories that we tell. So make the most of it and create that time, use the bots, create that time, and just explore, have fun. That's life. It's supposed to be fun. You only live once, right?
Right. So set your goals for 2025. Write down what you want. Write down your 1 month, your 3 month, your 1 year, your 5 year goals. Find ways to do it. You know, hopefully we're helping you with some of those things. Like if you get into investing, or you get into traveling, or you create good habits, it's going to be a great 2025. And when we come back next Tuesday and talk, I anticipate that that'll be the beginning of the rally on crypto and in the finance market. So right now, on this little lag pullback time, is probably a great time to enter into the markets. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. I anticipate getting into the markets right now because we have 7 days before all the news comes out, the volume comes back, and everything starts on that momentum up again. So this is like the best time to get in. And so if you want to also come in and say hi, come into our chat. So we're the Telegram for AI Signal bot, or the Telegram for AI Base bot, or the Telegram for Dragon_Pro_AI. Come in and say hi, see what it's about. We're doing free trials too on the bot, so you can try them out. And Dragon Pro, if you sign up now, you get the pre-registration. You get the first month free. Upon the release, it's pre-registration right now, or if you want to find out about the travel bots, come in and say hi. We'll probably be releasing the travel bots in the next month or two too.
Everything's going to start rolling out for everyone to make their lives better in 2025. That's the goal, right? 2025 is the year. Everything's rolling out. 2025, everything's happening. all the different AI bots, all the different technology to make your life the absolute best it can possibly be, are going to be available to you.
Right. And the bots have been, the algo's been built for 8 years, but the bots have been built out for over 21 months too. I was busy last May building out a lot of stuff. And so it just got better and better and better. But I have great devs. I have a great team, great community, great holders. So it's been a blast. But yeah, so next week's going to be a big week when we come back onto LA Talk. We anticipate like that's a big push. So right now is our little tiny lag time right before the market gets hot and goes on fire. So plan out your 2025. Enjoy it. Enjoy your friends, family. If you have some time off, have fun right now. Go touch some grass. Go see the beach. Go see the ocean. Go touch the snow. Go snowboard or skate or ski or whatever you're going to do. Go surf. Everyone's surfing in California right now. Go see the world. Have fun. Be appreciative. Be grateful. And so we look forward to like an amazing 2025, and this is just the beginning, just the start. It's one of those times we're going to look back and go, remember when? So we always want to create our remember when memories, right? So we wish everyone a fun and adventurous 2025. Set your goals, like reach for the stars. Can't say the moon, exactly. But reach for the stars.
Reach for the stars and expect the moon. I think that's what it's called.
But yeah.
Everybody, thank you so much for an amazing Taco Tuesday, LA Taco Tuesday of 2025. Thank you, everybody, and hope you have an amazing 2025 and rest of your week.
And we'll see you next Tuesday.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.